There's a doctor on here who said that there's a class of people that exist that most people don't know about, but he can't talk about it because of HIPAA. I used to work at the methadone clinic. I can tell you what people he's talking about, but I don't know if you really want to know. So, like, caution, do you really want to know about this particular element of society? Because it is very disturbing. 3, 2, 1, you should have got out of here by now if you didn't want to hear it. There are a class of people who get STDs on purpose. They collect STDs. Like, they literally have communities of people called buggers who will list what STDs they have, and other people will be like, yeah, I want to get that. And so they have relations on purpose for the purpose of transmitting the STD. It gets worse. So if you want to leave now, go ahead and leave. There are people who seek out the taste of particular STDs. There are people who enjoy the bumps caused by some STDs. They like the way that it feels against various parts of their body. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had a client one time who came into care because he kept robbing vet clinics. And I was very young when I worked at this clinic, so I didn't understand why are you robbing. So I asked him, why are you robbing the vet clinics? And he said sometimes it gets really hard to get his schmug of choice. So he would go to the vet clinic to get his pure rugs. I don't know if that's true or not. That's just what he said. So in the process of, like, trying to get pure rugs, he also befriended people who did animal stuff, because that would also give him access to the pure rugs. And there was a large community of people who did animal stuff on purpose. I complained to the director of our clinic one time that there were people who were, like, turning tricks out in the alley to get money to pay for their methadone to dose, and she didn't care. So yeah, I was 23, 24, 25, like somewhere in there when I worked there. For me, it was great because it was 6 to 2. The hours were perfect for me to be able to continue on in my master program. And those people who came into the clinic to dose taught me a lot. The clinic had every single kind of person that you could think of. We had regular professionals who were coming in. We had police officers who were coming in to dose. We had, you know, government employees coming in to dose. We had my first experience directly with a trust fund kid was because the trustee of her account would come in to pay for her dosing. Yeah. So every element was in there.